Okay, welcome back to our audio boo. And if you are still sort of here listening to these things that I'm doing, then you will have noticed that we've got a bit of a sort of a collection of themes going on. We have on the one hand this look that I'm doing at the various programs that the BBC are offering over Christmas, and obviously the bigger theme there is Christmas. And I've mentioned once or twice that I do have my Radio Times from Christmas 1986, which I keep threatening to to read on one of these boos. I've got it here. Let me see. Christmas in Albert Square. Join the EastEnders for Christmas, plus a host of your favourite stars on BBC TV and radio. And I'm looking at the cover. 70p. I've got here December 20, 1986 to January the 2nd, 1987. It's the Christmas and New Year double issue, complete 14-day guide to BBC TV and radio. Back in the good old days when the Radio Times only had BBC stuff in it. And there's a picture there of the Fowlers. You've got Pauline Fowler, Michelle Fowler. What's her name? The Gran. Forgotten. Was it Mo? I think it was Mo. And two babies. Not too sure who the babies are. But there we go. That's from a long, long time ago. And on the inside cover, there's a picture of a Christmas pudding. And then look at these. Looking at all the stars that made up Christmas for the BBC back in 1986. You've got Del Boy, Heidi High, Last of the Summer Wine, Just Good Friends, Stanley Baxter, Michael Crawford. One of the films they showed was Tootsie, Miss Marple, the original Miss Marple, Bergerac, Bob Dylan. Look at this, John Craven's Back Pages. And there's a poster here of all the main stars, BBC stars, all together. We've got Terry Wogan, Russ Abbott, Noel Edmonds, Kenny Everett, Bob Monkhouse, Paul Daniels, Les Dawson, and there's someone else, Val Dunican, I think it is. So all the stars, all the BBC stars. Wow. Okay, well, something which is on at Christmas, which I always try to watch every year if I possibly can, is the BBC Sports Personality of the Year 2010. The sort of junior version of that, Liverpool have got one of the young stars of the future nominated. It's going to be, this is the main one though, it's live from Birmingham. Sue Barker, Gary Lineker and Jake Humphrey will be presenting the biggest ever sports personality of the year, celebrating the best moments from a thrilling year of sport. This star-studded event, I have a problem sometimes reading my writing, features some of the biggest names in sport, and the evening climaxes with the presentation of the most prestigious award in British sport when the Sports Personality of the Year is crowned, an award chosen by the viewers live on the night from a short list of 10 contenders. Last year's crown was won by footballer Ryan Giggs. So that's something that you'll be mad to miss. Then make sure you watch it. It's been a busy year of sport with many memorable highs and lows, including the Winter Olympics, the Football World Cup, Ryder Cup Golf, the Commonwealth Games, and one of the most exciting Formula One seasons ever. This year has also seen some stunning individual performances from UK sportsmen and women. So make sure you check out the BBC Sports Personality of the Year. It's normally a sign that Christmas is literally around the corner. They normally have that. It used to be that and the Tomorrow's World special. And I used to get upset because sometimes the Tomorrow's World special would be on the Thursday, which was also the night that we had the school disco. So I used to miss Tomorrow's World because I had to go to the disco. So I used to be quite upset by that. But anyway, hopefully, Tomorrow's World isn't on anymore, but hopefully I can check out the Sports Personality of the Year. This information has been brought to you by me and the English programme. We're getting all of our information from the official BBC Press Office.